The way we educate our children is facing radical changes as we face changes in society and changes in technology. But there will be one central factor in that change. Children are different, and a one-size-fits-all technique will not work. Our next guest is Ron Packard, founder and CEO of K-12. The company provides online educational materials for students in a wide variety of educational circumstances, from single-subject AP courses to full-time virtual academies to traditional schools. But the approach is to maximize a child's potential by providing access to an engaging and effective education, regardless of geographic location or socioeconomic background. He joins us now to talk about this approach and his company. Ron, welcome to Sky Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's get the nuts and bolts. What products and expertise does K-12 bring to the education marketplace, and how is it improving education for kids?
K-12 is a technology-based curriculum company that brings a very high-quality online product that can be delivered to literally any child anywhere in the world, regardless of where that child lives. If they have access to an internet connection, they can get access to a high-quality curriculum. The program now serves over 40,000 children who are actually going to school full-time in online public schools around the United States, and literally thousands more that actually come to our website and buy supplemental products. For example, if you had a child, you know, in a normal brick-and-mortar school and you wanted more math for that child, you could come to our website and buy an online math course that would be equivalent to what the best schools in the country are doing. As I mentioned, a lot of our students are full-time students that are going to full-time public schools, and K-12 provides the curriculum and the technology for those schools. And the test scores for those schools are quite promising.
Well, here's an interesting fact. You founded K-12 in 2000, around the time when the dot-com era was coming to an end. And yet, you were able to find investors who were willing, who believed in the vision of what you were doing and what K-12 could become. What was that vision that you shared with those early investors?
The original vision for K-12 was quite simple, that with the advent of the internet, it would now be possible to deliver a world-class education to any point on the globe. It wouldn't matter whether you're living in a remote village in China, in an inner city somewhere, whether you were 100 miles from your nearest neighbor, there would no longer be an excuse why you couldn't get a great education. And that was really the founding vision, and I think what we were able to do was put that together with a business model that made sense. So we weren't relying on the hype of the dot-com, but actually had plans to deliver an incredibly high-quality service that would be, you know, a valuable thing to individuals and also to governments, where they could get a high-quality education for anybody in their state or in their country. And I think that vision really was powerful. Unfortunately, we were able to execute by building a curriculum that has gotten us tremendous satisfaction ratings. We're seeing, you know, 97% of the students using this curriculum are rating us either satisfied or highly satisfied, with 92% of those being highly satisfied. So if you combine that vision with good execution in a product that has that kind of satisfaction and also high test scores, we were able to build a business model that made sense and let us get through that, you know, difficult period for startups.
Well, following up on that, K-12 had a strong IPO in December of 2007, and the stock price closed at more than 30% of the initial offering. What are your plans to grow the company and build on the success?
I think one of the great things about the internet and technology-based curriculum is you're able to leverage that to the entire world. So K-12, you know, with the IPO, we just view that as the beginning more than an end and an event in itself. And we're now planning to use the capital to be able to grow the business, not only in our current lines, which is serving high-quality curriculum and technology to public schools, but we're looking at several new businesses. We have piloting the curriculum in the classroom, where teachers in a traditional classroom setting use technology-based curriculum to engage the kids more effectively and hopefully make lives easier for these teachers. And in those situations, you know, we have incredibly promising test score results from our pilots. We just opened up our first international school in Dubai, where we now have children who will be going to school online in the Middle East, which we're very excited about. We recently acquired a foreign language company that builds very high quality online foreign language courses, and we think there's huge demand for online foreign language courses around the world, particularly English, but all the languages. So with all of those businesses, our challenge is actually figuring out which ways to grow, because we're faced with so many opportunities to build our business.
That's very good news. Ron, thanks so much for joining us here on Sky Radio.
It's a pleasure to be on Sky Radio.
Ron Packard, CEO and founder of K-12. We reached him at the company's headquarters in Herndon, Virginia. You can find out more about their vision of the future of education at www.k12.com.